This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine.
We have got Rowena Allen on the phone. Some people might say we should be having some sponsorship announcements, but you know what? We're going to keep talking.
Oh, go Macca.
call it the right
time. We run on air after all.
We are on air. We don't run on air. Good morning, Ro. How are you? Have you wiped away the love tears?
Over the moon. I'm absolutely over the moon. I wanted a six and we got a six. So I'm absolutely thrilled. I could do some sponsorship announcements if you'd like.
Well, you know what is the most popular product in Australia today is equality.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if we're advertising, I'd say a big shout out to Switchboard and all the volunteer councillors that have got us through this point and will continue to get us through, and all the people that have door knocked and put up flags and posters. Every effort has got us this number. So well done, everybody.
Did you ever think, Ro, that we would ever in our lifetimes get to this point? What did you ever think we'd get here? And give us.
Look, I think I'm a bit naive sometimes, but I didn't actually think we'd end up in a survey. Now, I really thought if we fought down the first plebiscite attempt and the second plebiscite attempt, that anyone would do this to us. So, you know, that's my standing position. But I tell you, when the cannons went off and the confetti, I'm completely covered. You should see me. I'm covered in rainbow and glitter, and lucky it's not a TV interview. It's, you know, to be in the thick of it down there when that number came out and the roar of the crowd, you know, it was an amazing experience, one I will never forget.
Oh, Ro, I think today of all days is a day that you can get away with wearing as much glitter as you like, I think. Talk to me about the tone of the campaign, though, because I was quite struck. I spent, for the majority of this campaign, I've been in London. I came to Melbourne about 3 weeks ago, and I knew all about it, of course, but I was quite struck with how much outward support you see plastered all over the city and surrounding suburbs here in Melbourne, but certainly in Sydney as well, and I'm sure in many other cities and regions across Australia. And it struck me that the whole tone of the campaign has been one of complete positivity and celebration. And I really, I was thinking about that and thinking maybe this is why it seems that a lot of people's minds have actually been changed throughout this time. We've actually been able to reach a whole lot of people that we may not have been able to reach before. What are your thoughts now in retrospect?
Look, I think that what really changes people's minds is telling stories, you know, that changes hearts and minds. And what this has done, good or for bad, people have stepped up and told their stories and come out and explained that they want to get married. And, you know, people around the corner in the neighbourhood, you know, have posted letters to their neighbours, you know, saying, I live around the corner, I've, you know, been in a gay relationship for 20 years, I want to marry my to-be husband before we die. Those things have changed hearts and minds. I don't know about posters and stickers. I know the horrific posters that have been put up around Melbourne too, you know, and they've been absolutely revolting. The really homophobic, transphobic, intersex and biphobic stuff has been revolting. So I think the majority of Australians, you know, the debate has been respectful. And if you live in Melbourne, you would have expected an 80%, you know, outcome, because it has been so rainbow. But I know travelling around rural Victoria, those rainbows, you know, in the streets of Bairnsdale doesn't look like Smith Street, you know. And yet there have been campaigners and people working really hard on the ground. I know in Geelong, Horsham, Swan Hill, you know, Shepparton, to make sure that people see a presence so that they know that there's support. And that's been really important. But, you know, I don't wear that this has been a respectful debate. I can't wear that. On the whole, everybody I've spoken to, you know, people evolved, quite out for a long time, stable work, stable relationships, have said to me when I've asked how surprised they've been about how affected they have been by the last couple of months and the conversations. You know, it has affected everyone in our community, and now it's time to start the healing.
Ro, it's Tass here. We've got Catherine Dixon from the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission in the studio as well this morning. And I've...
Hi, Ro.
G'day, Catherine. How are you going?
I'm great. How are you going?
And I've already asked Catherine, but I'd like to ask you as well. What is your message to those people who voted no, And also, what is your message to those people who voted yes about those people who voted no?
I think it's really important to know that, you know, a no voter can still become a yes voter. You know, many no voters don't believe that they are homophobic. You know, they have an understanding of what a traditional marriage is. And, you know, a lot of no voters are in our families. And, you know, we do need to all live respectfully together as we go forward. I always take a lot of confidence, and you never really see a progressive person become conservative in their thinking, but you do see conservative people become more open, you know. And, you know, I put myself in that camp. I mean, I don't believe I'm about to admit this on Joy, but, you know, I was once, you know, a fundamental Christian that believed in, you know, love the sinner but not the sin, I think I even said, and now I'm the commissioner for gender and sexuality. So, you know, if I can, I know, I can't believe that's going to be recorded and played over and over again, I know, but... things, crazy things you do on days like today, tell people things like that. But, you know, that's where I've come from in my thinking, you know, as a young person who believed that and was dealing with their own internalised homophobia.
Yeah, I also made that point that I think a lot of the concerns are about religion and the fact that, I mean, the community was just asked yes or no. There's, you know, it's been difficult to have a more sophisticated discussion about how does religious marriage remain protected while civil marriage is opened up to be more inclusive. And I think that's still the debate to be had in Parliament. But they are, I think, some of the fears that people have had.
Yeah. I think the line that was used today we party, tomorrow we legislate. You know, we still have a long way to go. This is just a point in time that gives an authorising environment. We've got to understand that it's not a done deal yet, and we just have to keep ourselves safe for a little bit longer. And maybe that's staying off social media and things. But, you know, as I say, social media is where people go to be their worst. And so, you know, if you're still a bit fragile, it's good to take a break from that because we've still got a long way to go.
Ro, thank you very much for your time this morning. I'm sure you've got a very busy schedule. Do you want to just quickly let us know what's in store for you for the rest of the day?
I did Neil Mitchell this morning. I've done ABC Rural. I've got a couple of more interviews. I might need to get changed before I do some television stuff, but it doesn't matter. I've just got green paint all over me. and then I think I'm doing another Joy one this afternoon. And then I'll be at Trades Hall. I'll be having a bit of a party.
We may come up and see you there later on tonight.
The word for today, Ro, is it's a love slide.
it's a love slide. Oh, goodness. All right, go well. Congratulations to everybody that's been part of this. It's been an amazing, amazing outcome. Thank you.
Good on you, Ro. Thanks for your time. Thanks.
Bye. Wow. I'm trying to think the last time we were this emotional on air, Tess.
Macca, you frequently get emotional on air.
I do.
I mean, I often look across and there's, you know, bloodshot eyes and Macca getting emotional.
Thank God people can't see it.
We're going to take a very, very short break.
But you know
break.
What? Actually, no, just really quickly, sorry. I just want to read this out.
This
has come from Robert in London. Surprise, I'm back. Firstly, congratulations to everyone today on this step to equality. Thank you to everyone who's put in so many hours and helped with all the work. Today I finished work and I missed 15 tube trains home. You'd be familiar with that, Ben.
15.
So I could watch the results live.
Oh.
When I boarded the train, I had a tear of joy in my eye. And a tall, rough-looking man asked if I was okay. I hesitatingly told him I'd received good news from Australia and he asked me what it was. After I explained what it was, he told me in his loud, intimidating voice to stand up. He gave me a hug and said congratulations and that his son was living in Australia with his boyfriend. And this was the best news. He told me about how he had been talking to them earlier today about their wedding and if the government will ever allow it. Personally, I've never thought about my wedding or getting married because I've never felt like I even had the right to even think about it. With today's result, even though my dance card is empty, I feel like I can now think about what my special day will be like when I meet that special someone. We still have a long road to equality, but if we keep fighting the fight with our respect and love, we'll win. If ever there was the name for a radio station that so represented what we feel today, it is Joy. 62% of Australians believe in equality. They believe in a fair go. An extraordinary result. Nearly 8 million Australians.
Macca, we're sitting here with glasses or mugs of champagne.
We're actually breaking the rules.
We are breaking the rules, but this is a very special occasion.
Quite a few rules because
we've had so many messages here. So many messages. Chris Carianis, we've had Jeff from Mill Park, we've had Robert McLean, we've had Michelle Bennis, Melina Smith, and it goes on and on and on. We love you all. Keep those messages flowing.
And, you know,
keep the love going.
It cost $10 each. For this vote, just over 12 million votes, $10 each. It's the best $10 I've ever spent. It's the best $10.
Catherine, what do you think? Was that a good $10 for you?
Look, I'd prefer to have not had the vote. At the commission, we were really worried about the community having to go through the vote. And I know myself and talking to a lot of people, I'm with Ro Allen, what she said before, that it's really affected everybody in ways that I certainly hadn't anticipated. It certainly has, I guess, it dredged up a lot of issues that people perhaps thought they'd put to bed. And it's been hard. But what a great community we've got that, you know, has been able to be resilient through this, to campaign through this, to protect their kids through this, and to rely on each other. And I think now we've got this great result. So, you know, got to be happy about that.
I think Catherine touches upon something quite... It's a difficult point, especially this morning, because we want to... We should celebrate. It's a great result, and we want to celebrate, and we feel good about what's happened. But Catherine is right, though. It wasn't a good idea in the first place, and I think ultimately we will remember this whole campaign as being something that should have never, ever happened. But that said, it is an absolute testament to the whole community that we all proved to be strong enough to counter all of the negativity and all of the hatred that was happening from some aspects of the other side, I should say, with our own message. And I think for the most part, that seems to have got through. And I'm sure there are all these other stories that have popped up that have were terrible and tragic and should have never happened, and I'm sure more will come to light. The ultimate result, I think, is one of positivity, and I think the whole LGBTIQ community can congratulate themselves on proving to be a really united, strong community.
And not only that, can I just say positive as well?
Mm.
Because, you know, I've heard this over and over again, that all sides need to be respectful. I'm not aware of a single occasion or a single event where people who have campaigned for yes have been anything other than respectful.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Well, no, I mean,
can you think of any examples?
No, I don't have any examples, no. And I think that is largely because I think the message that was coming from the yes side was one of positivity. You know, it's like as I was saying earlier to Ro Allen, the message coming from the yes side was one of inclusiveness, and it was very difficult, I think, for the other side to counter that with what was essentially a negative message. It was one of exclusion, and I think the yes side has done a very, very good job. And when I say the yes side, I mean largely the LGBTIQ community, because we've all spent probably many, many years trying to get our message across in a way that is actually positive, that is presenting ourselves in a way that is honest, and that is just that, you know, we are who we are and we would just like to be respected for that. It's as simple as that.
The Australian business community has overwhelmingly supported this campaign, despite attempts to silence them. And we're not just talking about a company like Qantas or an organisation like SBS. We're talking about all those companies and all those little shops and all those little businesses that have proudly put yes stickers and campaigns in their windows.
And their peaks, Macca. I mean, the Business Council of Australia, for example. I mean, you know, it's just been peak after peak after peak. I mean, the Victorian Healthcare Association this morning put out a media statement saying, congratulations, you know, and now let's get on with this. I mean, it's...
Yeah, and I think what's really encouraging about that is that their workplaces as well, often, and to know that they support the LGBTI staff that are in their workplaces is very important for those staff members, and it's part of, I think, being a diverse and inclusive workplace as well.
That's right.
I've had text messages from German colleagues. I work for a German company.
My cousin from Greece
that are
has
blown
just
away.
Sent me a message.
That are blown away.
Nikos, if you're listening to Joy, hello.
I'm not going to share it, but there's a message from someone very high up in our company.
No, we won't read that. Basically, it's a no, it uses a naughty word,
readable.
But it's very encouraging. So some might say inspirational.
We need to have some announcements that help us run the station. Catherine,
why is that, Macca?
Well, we're on air. We don't run on air.
Oh yes.
So, did you ever imagine, Catherine, that we would be at this point? You know, all the years we've all fought.
It's certainly been a long time coming, Macca, and that raises a really good point that this hasn't been a short campaign. It's been a campaign that's gone really for years and has had many twists and turns. And I go back to the resilience of the community and the campaigning spirit of the community to continue this fight no matter what. And I can't believe it almost, Macca. You're right. And that's why I think everyone is a bit overwhelmed today. But we've still got more work to do.
Tess, it normally goes that you need, you know, normally what happens is you change the law, which then helps change opinions. What we've done here is we've changed opinions. What now follows is changing the law.
Yes, and if you look around the world, every country probably has done this slightly differently. In some countries, it's judges that have made effectively the decision that same-sex couples ought to be able to marry. In other jurisdictions, it's been the people that have voted on constitutional change. In this country, we've had a very unusual circumstance where the people have voted, but we're still relying on our leaders to make the change.
Yeah.
I think the campaign commenced the very day that the federal government changed the Marriage Act 14 years ago.
Yes.
And this morning, for a couple of moments, I had to brace myself and get myself ready just in case Australia did vote no.
Yes, I think we all woke up feeling that way, and that uncertainty isn't a great feeling, is it?
But, no.
Well, here we go. I'm ripping that page out of my notebook.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.